When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Raising Cane's is celebrating our golden birthday year. Join the party with golden chicken fingers and a limited edition golden blush puppy that benefits local pet organizations. Get yours while supplies last. See RaisingCane's.com for details. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Fintech!
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company, they offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more.
You want currency? Work in currency.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what's going on with fintech.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible what they have with. And then the different, it's so easy to get signed up and to get an interview with Sand Hills Global for this. It's incredible. Carson Schott will be there for the interview. He'll personally talk to you. And like I said, the thing that is so incredible about, they get it done at the highest rate possible in 4.5 days.
God dang.
Imagine being done at noon on Friday.
I can't imagine.
I couldn't imagine that.
You said something really smart. If you want currency, work in currency.
That's their motto.
I wish I would have heard that when I was 20.
Well, that would have helped a lot. Yeah. So people are coming fresh out of college right now, and they have a chance to get involved with
working
fintech
currency
right now. Thank you, Jake.
The website, gocurrency.com/careers. Learn more today. We know that the portal has had a big impact in college football. That's no surprise to anybody. But how big of an impact is the question? CBS Sports did a nice dive in terms of the power shift in college football through the first three rounds of the draft. Mm-hmm. 26 of the 32 first-round picks were the SEC and Big Ten. All but six picks from those two conferences. And if you look at the first three rounds in general, 90 of the first 102 picks finished their careers at power conference programs. That's 88.2% of players ended their careers at Power 5 conferences or Power 5 teams.
Mm-hmm.
So you used to have the great stories of, you know, here's a guy from Buffalo in the first round. But by the way, North Dakota State did have a guy go in the first round, Gray Zabel, the lineman. So you had an FCS player go in the first round. But we're seeing that, as we thought would happen, with the portal and not having to sit out a year, elite players from the smaller schools of FCS and Group of Five are going to Power 5 schools. And it's incredible to see that kind of numbers in the first three rounds of the draft.
Yeah, and both had options too. Ashton Gentry had options.
Could have gone up, sure.
Could have,
from Boise,
could have went to a higher to a Power 4. The offensive lineman from North Dakota State said he had numerous opportunities to be able to do it and just stayed put, which I praise. And then on the other hand, I understand if they don't. When you're at a place that all of a sudden you're in a game that is short lived. Mm-hmm. It is a short-lived game, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you have opportunities to help yourself. That's hard when you stay. I mean, North Dakota State probably for NIL was probably whatever he could get on his own for a couple things, a couple extra $1,000 a month probably, compared to making $25,000-$30,000 a month. So that's a big difference.
If you want to win it all, want to win it all, it's going to be hard at Boise State.
Very hard. Next to impossible.
That's the thing. What about Arizona State? Is it next to impossible for Arizona State to win like the run that Ohio State made? If feels like it almost isn't almost impossible to me.
But it, no, I don't think it compares to Boise State.
No, no, it, no, doesn't. It doesn't.
They have more than
it's still.
Like I said, they remember we talked about how good Texas was. They had them 4th and 13 to win the game.
To win, and to but win then the they'd game. Have to win 2 more.
Yeah, yeah, they, yeah, they're a ways away from doing it. Yes, and
that's
generally
the trick.
It's and why is that? Line of scrimmage.
Uh huh.
Because Arizona State's quarterback was
Sam Leavitt.
You have a hard time telling me that Leavitt wasn't as good as Will Howard.
Better.
Probably better.
Yeah,
and
I'm taking,
so
it. I'm taking
if,
over.
If Leavitt was the quarterback at Ohio State, they still win the national championship. And so they had that. Scataboo. They had a running back that was wow.
They had a wow receiver who was hurt. Yeah.
Now, you brought up, though, that the fact that Texas had 12 drafted players, which is, again, big rise from zero a couple years ago. So we all go back to the playoff game. Arizona State was about to beat Texas. They had one drafted player. Scataboo's it. That's the only player from that team that got drafted versus 12 from Texas.
I know that, but who you taking over a 10-game period?
Take Texas.
Right. I mean, you people pull upsets. It happens.
Yeah.
The best team doesn't always win.
That's why you love the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
How did a 16 beat a 1? Could they beat 100. Them in a series?
No. And are they going to win the national title? No.
No, they're going to win one. I'll tell you where the most interesting person, I think, in the draft was Quinn Ewers.
Yeah.
Because it was obvious they'd made the move. We're going to Arch. That's what's going to happen. Right after they're done playing against Ohio State, if he claims he's going into the portal, he would have commanded a lot of money.
Quinn
Ewers. Probably at Miami ahead of Beck, I would imagine. You'd say, well, how do you do? Well, I don't know. He can do a lot of things, and he would have commanded a lot of money.
Arch?
Quinn Ewers.
Oh, Quinn Ewers.
Because he would be so valuable.
Uh-huh.
Someone would have paid him a ton of money, and most likely next year probably goes a lot higher than a 7th round. I would imagine he probably moves himself into the 3rd to 4th, maybe. Who even knows how? Remember, Joe Burrow was at 57%
right.
passing his junior year. And then next year, he passed at like 78.9%.
It's ridiculous.
And so
Ewers got some limitations, though.
Has some limitations, but Joe probably is a 4th round, 5th round, whatever draft pick. Instead, he's the first pick in the draft. And it also holds up that he was legit first pick in the draft with how he's playing now.
Yes, he's backed it up.
And so he's backed it up. So my point being is there can be a lot of change. But I would imagine if you had a do-over, if someone told Quinn Ewers at the time, do you want to go in the portal or do you want to be a 7th round pick? He'd be like, let's go to the portal.
Let's go to the portal.
Let's go to the portal. Let's go to
Still
Miami.
Still got to make a lot of money.
Let's go think of the options.
Is he going to make more money in that situation at Miami?
Yeah,
probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no money in that 7th round.
No.
There's no guarantees. There's no anything. There's nothing there.
And he and I'll just go on the record. He's not threatening Tua. I'm not.
And then wouldn't you think that
I'm not backing off on Shadur? I would
have wanted Shadur in the 5th round. He could push.
I am, by the way, in the Shadur camp. I like his game. I think he's got some problems. He got to grow up. But I'm not. I just don't. He's not very athletic.
He's not really. Boy, he can spin it.
He's really good.
He's a good player.
He's good. I'm not gonna say he's not good.
Just, I want you to just think about this.
He's really good.
And you think about some players, just in college football, they were great college. Well, he wasn't great in the pros, but he was unbelievable in college.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what he would have been. If all of a sudden, can you imagine him at Notre Dame this year or at Miami or someplace, Quinn Ewers, you'd be going like, oh, hang on.
Wait a second.
The conversation would be way different.
Wait a second. Would it be, Riley Leonard's pretty good. At Notre Dame.
He's pretty good.
You take Ewers.
If Quinn Ewers was going to Notre Dame, there'd be a lot of excitement. If he was at Miami,
would you take Ewers over Riley Leonard?
I would.
I don't know.
Like Riley
but Riley Leonard was done, so he can't even have that conversation.
Right. Yeah.
He wouldn't be replacing Riley. I mean, he wouldn't be competing with Riley Leonard.
No.
It wasn't an or. Riley Leonard was gone. If Riley Leonard was returning, would I try to put him in over him? No. Because he's there, he's established. Yeah. He has the locker room, all those things.
Well, he can run too.
Yeah.
Here's what's in play for Quinn Ewers. This is not guaranteed to happen, but a couple years ago, you guys mentioned you brought up all the time the McDaniel vaping on the sideline of the playoff game.
Okay.
Let's go back. That was 7th round draft pick rookie Skylar Thompson starting that game because Tua was out and Teddy Bridgewater was out. So they went to a playoff game with that year's 7th round pick starting in the playoffs at Buffalo.
Seventh round.
He was a 7th round pick from K-State.
Thompson.
Quinn Ewers, hey, you got a chance to play in Miami. Tua has concussion issues, got health issues. Zach Wilson's the backup. Okay, no guarantee
Zach
he's
Wilson,
great.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a chance in Miami.
Because remember now,
he's in a good spot.
He's in a good
spot. Suit up. Three quarterbacks.
Yes, you do.
He can only go in the game if somebody else cannot return in the game. And the other person can never return once he comes in. They suit up three.
Do they always suit up three? Sometimes is it
nope.
two?
That's the rule changed when about 2 years ago. It was when the 49ers got knocked out, when Purdy got knocked out, and they couldn't even they couldn't barely
have a guy.
They couldn't field a team.
Right.
They're playing with 10. And so they made the rule of like why just let three quarterbacks.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
And so he's the bonus guy. He can't play on special teams, right. Can't do anything extra. And if he goes in the game, the other guy cannot return.
Correct.
And I don't know if anybody else can return. I think if he goes in the game, he's it. And the only person that could come back in would be a position player, like a running back could go to quarterback. Mm-hmm. I don't have that exactly right. But my point is that he's in a pretty good. I would rather be the third guy at Miami than part of that five man group at Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're going
to do. They go out to meet, and it's going to be like right away. It's going to be, and then the comparisons, you know, right away, and then almost you're almost on your team almost has to pick sides. Who do you like better? Do you like Dylan Gabriel better? Do you like Shadur better?
That's discounting the whole. It's probably going to be Pickett or maybe Flacco. Then you have this other subset.
It's incredible.
Right.
Also, sideshow over here.
Also, right. The media.
You have a rookie sideshow.
The fifth round quarterback is going to be the number one media story. When camps open, you have rookie camps open.
Yeah, it's going to be awkward.
Things start in May, and they start showing up and doing, and it's going to be like that is where Shefty. He'll be in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
He'll be in Cleveland covering the Browns.
Is it Stefanski? Yeah. That's the head coach?
Kevin Stefanski.
So Stefanski's got to manage that so it's not awkward somehow.
Good luck.
And how do you
It's awkward. There's no way around it.
How do you get them all reps? If you're going to have a legitimate quarterback competition with four, how do you do that? How do you do it? Can you do it?
Well, the first part starts out, it'll be just the two. When they first get started, it's the two rookies. Okay. But then, you know, when they move on to OTAs and all those things that go on in May, and then it's like, no, I better see who my starter's going to be, because I don't think anyone feels great about either one of those guys being your starter day one.
I don't think so.
So then it's like, okay, can Flacco do this at age 40? I don't know. Probably not. It's age 40. It's really
hard.
He did
it 2 years ago, but that's 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Right. That guy's already old.
Yeah. And like, he made the play. He took him to the playoffs.
And I had the conversation with Steve Sippel earlier that obviously the league has moved towards mobility. That's why Milroe went in the third.
Mm-hmm.
They like someone that can still escapability, things that can do things. And that's where another area where that would be one would not be a redeeming quality for Shadur. He's not an escapist.
Would you say he's okay that way?
He's somewhat capable.
He's okay.
Okay.
He doesn't want to, though.
Cam Ward mobile. Jackson Dart mobile. God, Jackson Dart's beautiful running the ball. I don't know about Tyler Shaw. Is he mobile?
Don't know that.
Jalen Milroe.
Very.
Gabriel's
extremely mobile.
Yeah.
Yep. Likes to run.
Shadur, sort of. McCord, not.
No.
Kyle McCord went to the Eagles. Will Howard, mobile. Steelers. Riley Leonard, really mobile.
Yes.
900 yards rushing mobile. Went to the Colts.
They ran him, I think, eight times in the first drive for a touchdown. Eight times.
Long drive.
And he's thrown up on the side.
It's like, I go out, he can't stay at this base. He's going to rush for 32 times.
Right. He's going to die out there.
Graham Mertz.
Not really mobile, right?
Is he mobile? Yeah. No. He went to the Texans, by the way. I don't know who Tommy Mellott is.
Where's he from?
I don't know. Doesn't say.
Okay.
Raiders. He went to the Raiders. I don't know who Cam Miller is. Went to the Raiders.
That's North Dakota State.
Okay.
North Dakota State. Yeah.
And then Curtis Rourke went to the Niners from Indiana. Yeah. Not kind of mobile.
Rourke's somewhat mobile.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. It was a 4-1 week last week for you guys. On the game show.
Thank you.
2019.
Today's topic is athlete nicknames. I will give you the nickname and tell me who that player was.
70s and 80s will be golden.
There could be some older ones today. Yeah. Could be. If you think you know your athlete nickname, call us up at 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685, call the nickname Sip and Bill in trivia. Athlete nicknames are our topic today. You guys feel okay about this, it sounds like?
Yeah. I'm going to get a shot at this.
Okay. We got Seth. Seth, how do you feel about athlete nicknames today?
You know, as good as anybody can.
Okay.
Is this Seth from Beatrice?
This is not Seth from Beatrice. Okay. Different Seth.
Okay, new Seth. Thank you, Seth.
Yes. All right, Bill, a lifeline for Sip for one question. As always, Seth, first question to you. What former football player was nicknamed the Nigerian Nightmare?
Christian Okoye.
Christian, I had that one.
Brilliant!
You didn't have that one?
I don't know if I would have got it or not.
I had that one.
It might have come to me, and it might not have.
1-0 lead for Seth. Sip, first question. What former basketball player was nicknamed the Microwave?
Oh, yeah, I know. I can handle this one.
Okay. I got it now.
Vinny Johnson.
Yes.
Brilliant.
What a great one.
Vinny
He's
Johnson.
So fast.
Oh, yeah.
That's correct. 1-1 tie. Back to you for
Stout.
The lead, Seth.
He was. He's like a fullback.
Yes.
What former basketball player was nicknamed AK-47?
All right. He played for the Jazz. I want to say Andre Kirilenko. I hope I'm saying that
Brilliant.
Right.
This guy nailed it. Andre Kirilenko.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Is correct. He was good.
Wait a second.
Good forward for
He's
the Jazz.
He's very good.
Yep.
What?
Andre, AK-47. Wow. Andre Kirilenko was the answer. All right, Bill's in play.
No idea.
You're down 2-1 to force the tiebreaker.
Seth knows everything.
What former baseball player from the late 70s, early 80s, was nicknamed the Bird?
Oh, God. Come on. We got that.
You want me to say it for fun?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mark Fidrich.
Brilliant!
Mark Fidrich
Better times, the
is
bird.
Correct.
Yeah. That was must-see TV, wasn't
it?
That was better
was that,
time.
What, was that 79?
He was like, I'm not going to say how far it was, because that's part of the tiebreaker here.
Oh, here we go.
All right, we're in a tiebreaker right now.
We have a chance to win this, and we're out.
How are we doing this?
This is for you guys.
Yeah. Oh, you sure?
Yeah. Yep. Oh. I think the last time it was.
Get your pin out, Bill.
Okay, I got
All right,
a pin.
Seth, you go right over here. Under their number here. Okay. Mark Fidrich played his entire MLB career with the Tigers. How many seasons did he play with Detroit?
Okay.
It's about right there. It's that or one plus. I don't know.
One plus.
I'm fine with your number.
One plus.
I think I want to go one up to kind of create a little bit more.
Okay.
A little more discrepancy.
We'll say five.
brilliant.
On the dot. On the dot. Seth, I'm sorry.
Seth, you ran into a
no over under for
Seth,
you today.
I want to hug you.
Nice try,
I
Seth.
Go
hey,
one up.
Good performance, Seth. We'll get you a bagel and coffee.
How about Jake? Jake's face, just like this. He does. It's not.
Well, I assumed you guys would go like with 10, but no, because it's a
no,
short career.
No, we knew. It's a short career. Out with quick. Ben flamed out quick.
He and Bill excelled in the 70s.
Yes, that was our time.
I guess
then
so.
It all went
Jake
down.
Thought, oh, yeah, Jake, they'll go 10 easily.
I guess they got to go 10 or 12. No. 5 years on the dot. Yeah. And Seth was great.
I got one off.
Seth gets a Koye, he gets Kirilenko, and he gets an L today.
He gets a loss on he gets Kirilenko and loses
God,
the game.
That was exciting.
Seth, that's the most wow. excitement we've had for the game in a long wow. time.
That's the most excitement I've had in months. Thank
months.
You.
You're welcome.
God bless America.
Man, nice performance. 5 years for Mark Fidrich, that's it.
Oh, he was must-see TV for us back in the day.
It appeared he had one really good season his first
yeah,
year.
Yeah, he did.
It went backward. What happened?
He'd stomp or,
he'd walk. He'd walk around the mound and just a lot of antics.
He would pat down the
pat
mound.
Pat down the mound. And
he'd
do
get down
things.
And pat down the mound. He was yeah. doing. He was yeah. doing weird stuff.
This was an injury problem yeah. for him. What was
yeah,
it?
I don't know.
Injury. I think it was an arm problem. He remember he's in Sports Illustrated. It was
just remember
deal.
Forever. He's Mark the Bird Fridge.
Bird. Took years. Over baseball for a summer. Yeah. We'll say a summer.
Yeah. Better, was that see. Better times?
Better
what
times.
Do you think?
What do you think? A guy was down on his hands and knees patting the mound.
I just had to ask.
And pacing around. Yes.
Better times.
Oh, what a win. What a well-deserved win today. Seth was a tough opponent.
I don't know one player that's playing in the major leagues right now, I don't think. But I remember from 1979 or whatever, Detroit.
There's probably a few.
But not. No, I really don't.
Not like that, though. No. Not like that. He took it over for a while. I'd say for a few months, right?
Yeah, he was about a 3 month
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
What a win. What a game show.
Five
well
years.
Done.
Just bump it up one.
Hour three is next, an early break on the ticket.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.